before we go any further, I just want to share a little bit of an article written by Nick Clark. Now, he is a senior fellow at the New Zealand Institute. We talk about the New Zealand Institute quite a bit, don't we? It's one of these think tanks. Eric Cramford is one of the economic minds there. So there's all sorts of people involved with the New Zealand Initiative. He's written a piece today about this idea that's been floated by Simeon Brown. When I say it's an idea that's been floated, it's something that he made a mention of in a speech to local government New Zealand. This guy, Nick Clark, he's got this article. He says, whether or not mayoral powers should be strengthened depends on broader conceptions of the nature of local democracy. You could also say on the broader perceptions of local democracy, because there's a question there whether or not you feel represented by your local councillor. I've got to say I've never been in touch with my local city council. I've never felt that I've had a reason to, or maybe it's because I don't see necessarily the results that come through. A previous caller there talking about lobbyists having influence over local councillors, but I'm not so sure if that is the case when it comes to local government. But anyway, Nick Clark goes on to say, should mayors as elected representatives have more direct control over council operations to advance their policies? He says, might a higher calibre of mayoral candidates be attracted if mayors were more empowered? You see, this is a little bit like the danger with this assertion that Nick Clark is making is a bit like the argument that was put forward that led to the corporatisation of local government, which I think has been the downfall of local government. He says, or would it weaken checks on political interference and risk giving too much power to low-calibre mayors? Because bear in mind that Wayne Brown is the only mayor that has this level of control in local government in New Zealand. He says, and would more powers for mayors, would it do much to resolve political dysfunction when mayors struggle to get support from majorities of councillors? And that is what any mayor finds. You know, Phil Major, Leanne Dalzell, Bob Parker, any of them. They stand on this and that, but realise they're just one person around the council table, and someone took them to task for that earlier in the hour, but that's just how it is. And Nick Clark goes on to say, and should any reforms be system-wide, implemented across all councils, or be voluntary for councils to decide on the best way forward? But he concludes, he says, if empowering mayors led to more responsive, efficient and democratically accountable local governance, then it could be a possible evolution in our local government landscape. And I agree with him 100%. It's 11 and a half to 11.